And you may proceed.
May it please the court, my name is Bethany Hyricks. I'm an assistant public defender in Douglas County representing the appellant today, Mr. Smith. At this time, I would like to reserve 3 minutes for my rebuttal. This is not a complicated case. It's about the Fourth Amendment. We all know the Fourth Amendment. We all know the exceptions to the Fourth Amendment. But that does not mean that this court should take this decision today lightly. In fact, it is quite the opposite. 35 years ago, the United States Supreme Court decided in Payton versus New York that is axiomatic that the physical entry of the home is the chief evil against which the wording of the Fourth Amendment is directed. Today, I urge the court to uphold this strict principle when deciding whether or not to expand Nebraska's interpretation of the emergency exception to the warrant requirement. First, I will address why the emergency exception does not apply to animals. And second, if this court should find that it could, it certainly did not apply in this case.
What evidence would you say needed to be or should be suppressed if the entry into the backyard was an invalid search?
What should be suppressed, Your Honor?
What evidence would be suppressed as a result of that?
The dog itself.
Well, couldn't he see the dog from the neighbor's house, couldn't he?
He could see the dog, but he could not see the condition of the dog. The only illegal or poor condition of the dog was actually the chain around its neck, which the record does reflect that the officer could not see that actual condition of the dog until he was in my client's backyard.
Just the condition of the dog that you would suppress. The fact that the chain was growing into the dog's neck.
Is there anything in the record how long a German Shepherd dog was out in the cold on that day of the seizure?
No, there is not.
So it could have been out 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
Correct.
Did the chain have to be removed surgically from the dog?
Yes, it did. On December 6th, the animal control officer went to my client's house. He could not see into my client's backyard as it was completely blocked by a gate. The officer had to contact the next door neighbor to go into their yard to view the dog itself. From that vantage point, he could view a medium-sized dog, German Shepherd mixed, as we already discussed. It was a long-haired dog. The dog was provided a doghouse, and it had food and water dishes. The doghouse was nice, easily accessible. Nothing was blocking. The dog, common sense would just dictate that the dog was choosing not to be in the doghouse. The dog preferred to stay outside. It was not emaciated. It was not malnourished. It was not dehydrated. The dog wasn't hurting anyone. There were no allegations that the dog was loose and jeopardizing the life of a human being. There were no signs that the dog was hurt or beaten from that officer's vantage point. Regardless of viewing the doghouse, the officer, instead of getting a warrant, decided to walk up to my client's front driveway, past my client's home, open the closed gate to my client's home, and walk through the gate.
Does the record show what time of day this happened?
I know it was midday.
And what day of the week, do you know?
Whatever December 6, 2013 was, I don't remember.
So if it was during the week, it would have been easy to get a warrant.
Right, Your Honor. I know that it was during the work week. Again, the condition of the tethering wasn't visible until the officer entered my client's privacy, entered that fence, and invaded my client's privacy. My client's Fourth Amendment rights were violated because the emergency exception does not apply to animals. I'm sure the court is well aware that this is an issue of first impression. Otherwise, I'd probably still be standing in front of the appeals court.
What do you mean the emergency exception does not apply? What are we talking about?
There's absolutely no case law that has applied the emergency exception to the life of an animal. It has only applied it to...
So if the dog had jumped over the clothesline and was strangling itself and dangling there, kicking the officer, it would have to stop and go get a warrant before he went in to rescue the dog.
At that point, in your factual situation, you have no right to privacy because you'd be this property.
No, I mean, if he jumped over a clothesline on the person's property and was still on the person's property but was hanging himself, the officer couldn't go in there and rescue the dog. Actually, you could go in and rescue, but you would say what he ever discovered as a result of that would not be admissible.
Exactly, Your Honor.
So they can rescue, but if they don't get a warrant, they risk the fact that they won't be able to use that evidence against the owner of the property.
Yes, I think the Fourth Amendment protections are that important.
Did I hear you say that there is no case law at all on whether the Fourth Amendment applies to...
No binding case law, Your Honor.
No
binding case law. Nothing from Nebraska that I'm aware of.
Anything in other jurisdictions?
Yes, there are some cases from other jurisdictions that have found the opposite of my conclusion.
Okay.
And what do those cases say?
Some of those cases have found that the emergency exception does apply to animals. But those cases, again, are all outside of Nebraska. They are all outside of the Eighth Circuit, and most of them are very liberal jurisdictions.
You're arguing that there wasn't enough evidence adduced to establish an emergency exception to this.
I'm arguing both today.
Yeah, right. But you're saying that even if it was, there wasn't enough evidence because you don't know how long the dog was out there and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Has any case that has considered, or has any state that has considered this, gone the other way and said there is not an emergency exception for animals?
Not that I'm aware of, Your Honor, but the majority of the states have yet to address this issue at all. Since there is no binding case law in Nebraska, I'd ask this court to look at an unpublished opinion in State versus Free. That in that case, it was a check the well-being of a child. Obviously, the appeals court did apply the exception to the child as it was a human being. That being said, the court did point out that although the officers have a duty to check the well-being of a child where there has been an allegation, that duty to investigate does not eclipse the Fourth Amendment. Overall, animals are not afforded the same protection as human beings, nor are they granted liberties. Animals are afforded some protection under the law, but animal control officers are statutorily granted the duty and obligation to get a warrant. The officer in this case, admittedly, has never gotten a warrant and doesn't know how to do it. I find that absurd. It only takes, through our experience, my experience, and this bench's experience, it could take maybe an hour tops to get a warrant, especially in the middle of a weekday. In summary, I urge this court to uphold the strict interpretation of the Fourth Amendment. Our founding fathers wrote the Bill of Rights to protect our rights in our homes under those 10 amendments. Those rights should not be eroded by one officer's impatience to get a warrant. If this court does decide to expand the present interpretation to involve animals, it clearly did not apply in this case. That dog was fine, other from what the officer observed from that vantage point. It was not a small dog. It was not shivering. It was a long-haired dog provided with a doghouse. The officer should have turned around and let the dog alone. We ask the lower court to reverse this court to reverse the lower court's decision.
Thank you very much. Mr. Slimp, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, please, court counsel, Kevin Slimp, assistant city prosecutor on behalf of the appellee, state of Nebraska in this case. This court is called upon today to decide whether the emergency doctrine applies in this specific case to allow the animal control officer the ability to enter into the appellant's backyard to seize the dog that was out in extremely cold conditions. It was 3 degrees below zero. There had been a call indicating that this dog was in distress due to those conditions.
Sounds like evidence for a warrant, doesn't it?
It would be certainly evidence that could have been utilized to get a warrant. But I would submit to this court that if that same evidence could have been used to get a warrant, that warrant would have been granted to alleviate the suffering of the dog.
But there's nothing in the record to say how long the dog was out there. The dog could have been out there a couple of minutes. Is that correct?
Well, we don't know how long the dog was out there, but I think there's there's circumstantial evidence that the dog had been out there for some not insignificant amount of time. While
what was that evidence?
Well, just the circumstances of the call being provided to the Humane Society.
At what time?
That's not indicated in the record. But the officer went out there. He went to the neighbor. He got permission to go onto their property and then look at the dog. He then made a phone call to his supervisor. He tried to make a phone call to the appellant. He went to the appellant's door to try to see if anybody was home. So I don't think it's not strictly a matter of how long the dog was out there.
What's the emergency?
The emergency is based on his training and experience that the temperature being 3 degrees below zero and having the dog remain there for an indeterminate period of time.
What would be the difference if somebody went out and took their dog for a walk?
Well, that dog is supervised by the owner. The dog goes out for a few minutes. I'm not saying that...
She went on a long walk.
Well, I think that depends on the circumstances. But.
See, but we're not talking about a Chihuahua here. We're talking about a German Shepherd that history shows that they served on the Russian front with the German army and were out all night patrolling, guarding. So...
Well, I understand, assuming
we applied the emergency, what's the emergency here?
You can see the result of the cold conditions by once they got the dog, they found that the chain had actually been embedded into the skin.
But that wasn't found until after the dog catcher didn't know that at the
time.
Well,
I realize that, but I just mean
the injury would have been there when he got the warrants.
But I think it's
that injury would have reflected passage of time, not weather.
Well, but the weather could be the cold weather may be a factor of it. But I think
was the dog's life in danger?
That's what the opinion of the animal control officer indicated, that based on his training and experience in alleviating dogs from cold and heat conditions, that he felt that the dog's health and safety and ultimately life if allowed to stay outside in that condition, could be jeopardized. And that's why the emergency doctrine comes into play. And I think it is important to consider that there was nobody home supervising the dog. So it was very apparent that the dog was allowed to be left outside in that cold weather.
The question is, how much effort would have been required to get a warrant?
It would have taken some time, and if you assume that the information in the affidavit for the warrant would have been sufficient to allow entry onto the property to seize the dog, then it doesn't make any sense.
What would the affidavit say? There's a dog outside, been outside for a half an hour, and it's so many degrees below zero.
It would have said it's 3 degrees below zero, and I imagine it would have delineated the animal officer's opinion.
That's the only information they had. They didn't know the chain was embedded in the neck. They didn't know any of that. So just say a dog's outside and it's very cold.
Correct. But I think it would also say that there was nobody home to take care of the dog. It's one thing to say that the owner of the dog is at home and they're able to look outside, make sure the dog is okay. I think it's completely different to leave the dog out to not be home and leave the dog out in that situation.
One of the virtues of an affidavit in support of a warrant is to cause the officers to focus. That the basis of requiring particularity. We got to call it this time, here's the passage of time, here's what I saw, and so forth. So those factors are not only missing because there's no affidavit, they're missing in this record.
I understand that, but I still think if you look at the totality of the circumstances, there's enough in the record to suggest that the officer's decision was objectively reasonable and it was based on protecting the dog and not seizing evidence or trying to get evidence collected against the defendant.
Well, you're arguing now that any time a animal officer drives by a place and sees a dog outside on a chain in cold weather justifies the officer's right to go in and search the premises in the backyard and seize the dog.
I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing that there's a reason to check out that situation.
Well, what reason is there for not obtaining a warrant?
Because
you said it's time.
Because if you look at other jurisdictions that have ruled on this issue, the time that it would take to obtain a warrant is additional time that the animal is outside exposed to the elements, will continue to suffer and risk additional injuries in certain circumstances. Those jurisdictions that have...
Should that judgment be left up to...
Are you familiar with Commonwealth versus Hurd, the Massachusetts Supreme Court?
The Massachusetts...
Without applying the emergency doctrine, they found there was no emergency under much more egregious facts than this. Are you aware of that case?
I'm not aware specifically of that case, Judge, but I know we've cited several cases in our brief from other jurisdictions that have applied the emergency doctrine. We've cited a case from Georgia that indicated that...
That's the first issue we have to decide, is whether the emergency doctrine applies. But even if it did apply, then the second question, was there an emergency, and what does the record show?
And I believe the record in this case shows that there was emergency, and that can vary depending on the circumstances.
It's a case by case basis.
It is a case by case basis, and you know, you could be talking about emaciated horses in one instance. You can be talking about animals left out in extreme conditions. We cited a case where a rabbit was in a display window that was in hot conditions.
Counsel, before your time expires, as I understand the record, and this is your opportunity to help me if I'm wrong, the risk that was posed was a risk due to cold weather. But the harm that was ultimately discovered was the chain buried in the dog's neck. It strikes me that I'm not seeing a connection, a logical nexus between the risk and the harm. Is there evidence in the record that connects those?
I don't think there's specific evidence that connects those two items, but I do think it is reasonable to assume that the cold weather may exacerbate that condition. I think it's certainly well within our understanding for lay people to understand that if there's a chain in metal and that's touching skin in sub-zero weather, that may stick to the skin. That may cause injury based upon the cold and the metal contacting the skin of the animal. I think that's certainly a reasonable assumption. But again, the very extremely cold weather conditions is not something that we believe that you are allowed to leave your dog outside indefinitely in conditions without sufficient shelter.
Did the officer testify about the behavior of the dog?
He did testify that the dog appeared frightened when they approached him.
I want to touch on
animated.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Go ahead.
The dog was animated.
Right.
As opposed to...
I want to touch on your comment, insufficient protection. There was a doghouse.
There was a doghouse, but the officer testified that it lacked insulation sufficient for those types of conditions.
So every doghouse has to be insulated?
It is required to provide sufficient insulation for the conditions, whether it be from heat or cold.
Required by?
I think that it would be required under the city ordinances of the city of Omaha, and I think it's generally would be required even under the state statutes requiring sufficient shelter. To be effective, the shelter has to protect from the elements. I think I'm out of time. We ask you to affirm the decision of the district and county court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
She has a minute 31.
A minute and 31 seconds, Ms. Heirichs.
There were just a few issues that I wanted to address, which Mr. Slimp brought up. One is this alleged insulation requirement. There is no requirement under the city ordinance that there be that the doghouse actually be insulated. It's required to provide exactly what he also stated, provide shelter from the elements. And that's all the ordinance says. It does not say anything about the doghouse actually having to be insulated. But what I would like the court to draw its attention back to is my first argument. In my opinion, the more important argument is that there's no case law, there's no binding law that says that the emergency exception applies to animals. That doesn't mean the officer can't do anything about the animal. He can go and rescue the animal, you just can't charge the person with a misdemeanor. Arguably, you can get an affidavit if you see a dead animal in the backyard. That's a felony. Go get a warrant. This officer admittedly never got a warrant ever in his 4 years. Doesn't know how to get a warrant, and I find that insane under our Constitution. Our Constitution requires a warrant. There are clear exceptions to that. If a child is drowning in the backyard and you happen to find a weed-growing operation behind the fence, obviously the officer is not required to ignore that. But this is an animal. Animals and humans are distinctly different. This jurisdiction has yet, if I may finish?
You may.
Has not addressed this issue. And I'm asking this court to continue its strict interpretation of the emergency exception and find that it does not apply to animals.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day is State on behalf of Ja'Kai C. versus Tiffany M. Ms. Sherman, good.